The city and county are teaming together to form the Summit Community Power Works, a plan to lower the community's energy consumption collectively. Park City Sustainability Coordinator Matt Abbott says the goal is to get more people to change their ways.
This is all about energy efficiency. Home energy efficiency stuck at around 5% participation, and the White House and Georgetown University really want to see the needle move, and so they've opened up this competition to us all.
The competition is open to communities with at least 5,000 residents and up to 250,000. A letter of intent has been filed with a preliminary application due next month and a final application due this fall. The program will be launched in January.
And then it's a two-year competition, and we've got about 51 cities we're competing with right now. If we're selected, there's about 10 to 15 cities that are selected for their plan, and then Georgetown University is tracking all of residential utilities for that two-year span. And they're looking to see how the schools participate, how the municipality participates, how the citizens participate, and just they're looking for replicable, sustainable, innovative programs that can be scaled and spread across the United States.
Summit Community Sustainability Manager Lisa Yoder says the goal is to engage the community to reduce their energy consumption. Abbott says they think they have a successful way to do that.
We want to decrease residential energy consumption, and we may come about that from a whole variety of ways. With the success of the Summit Community Solar Program and engaging citizens, that's one great example that we may expand on.
And we got some research back. We're part of this group that's looking at behavior change, which is really fortunate timing. And they came up with programmable thermostats for our community specifically. And I believe this group, because their first presentation was how programmable thermostats tend not to work. But they saw it as a huge opportunity for how much we heat up here and how often a lot of the homes around here don't have people in them.
With a preliminary plan in place, they're looking now to involve the community and invite those who are interested in participating in this two-year drive to lower energy use to one of two meetings next week.
So we've got a variety of committees that we're starting to form, and we've got some loose ideas, but this community is really good at engaging these problems like we did with Summit Community Solar and giving us better ideas on how to market it, how to develop programs, how to push this out to the community. And so we're at the starting stages, and we'd really enjoy working with people to see what they think and where they'd like to take this program.
What's planned is to form what Abbott calls the Summit Community Power Works, not to deliver power, but to form a community coalition to bargain and purchase in bulk.
There's one other in the country, and the way that they function is that they serve their community through energy conservation alone. And I'm not really interested in getting into the power distribution business. That's a tough business to be in. But the energy conservation business seems like, we've got a lot of opportunities here. It's a great way to organize our community around a common topic. And I think we can leverage a lot of good deals for our citizens if we work together on, installing programmable thermostats, LEDs, deep retrofits, solar. And we saw that with Summit Community Solar.
Yoder says it's never easy to change behavior, and that's the essence of winning this prize.
Behavior change is the most difficult thing to do, it seems. We know that energy consumption is huge and that 40% of our energy nationally goes to heating or goes to buildings. That's even more than transportation and industry combined. So we have a huge capacity to reduce energy consumption, and we're engaging the community to look for good ideas and ways that can be replicable, ways that would be sustainable to decrease our energy consumption.
That's Lisa Yoder and Matt Abbott. The community is invited to one of two meetings next week. The first is on Monday evening at 6:30 at the Park City Council Chambers. The second is at the Richens Services Building, also at 6:30. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.